Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Well, for a few days now, we've been talking about fancy pants, flippy dippy kung fu forms. It's time to talk about a man's form, a monster's form, the martial arts form for somebody who wants to go out there into the squared circle with nothing but a singlet and a lot of body hair and an unpopular country of origin and beat some baby-faced sap within an inch of his life. It's chinna, or as I like to call it, Memphis-style kung fu. Now, it's not for the faint of heart. The rules here on page 88 say it's for the most dishonorable, the most loathsome fighters. It's also going to cost you some money, and I quote here from the brochure. Initial acceptance also requires the potential student to make a large cash gift from $10,000 to $100,000. And after that, you keep paying $1,000 to $5,000 a year. But you're not going to mind paying in because it's not just a school, it's a family. You got to swear an oath never to reveal anything about another living chinna master. So if anybody starts asking questions, just kayfabe, brother. We all got to protect each other. You've got responsibilities. But ooh, the perks and ooh, the power of chinna. It's got a paralysis strike. That's like a trapezius nerve hold. You get two Atemi powers, so you can just grab your opponent and squeeze those pressure points until he says, I quit. The iron claw, the Tongan death grip. You pick your poison and just kill him dead with it. And suppose you get tired. We got arm holds, we got leg holds, we got neck holds. We got an automatic hold if you're too tired to hold, but you still want to hold. Even if you're 100% out of gas, you can just grab that headlock. It's like cruise control for wrestling. But we got high spots, too. We got +9 bonus to damage, higher than any of those complicated chop suey martial arts. Now, you're not going to learn too many moves that actually use that bonus, but you will learn the classics. You got your punch. Nothing wrong with the good old closed fist. You got your claw hand for raking the back. Not a move that looks too devastating, the back rake, but it does 1d6 damage. That's a lot of damage. You know what 1d6 to the back looks like? That's deep furrows. You're going to be able to plant corn in your back after I'm done raking it. The crush slash squeeze. That's a bear hug, brother. And if all else fails, the choke. That's right, I told you this was a rough style. We're not above getting our hands dirty by cheating if the fight isn't going our way. In fact, we get one power from Art of Invisibility. Now, I recommend the one that lets you sneak up behind somebody and hit them from behind while they can't defend themselves. It doesn't say with a steel chair. It doesn't have to say with a steel chair. We get critical strike from rear. We don't have any weapon proficiencies. What are you going to use but a large blunt object that's readily available at hand? You back-raking, bear-hugging, chair-wielding son of a bitch. Now, it's true. There's one thing about chinna that doesn't work as advertised. Sure, we learn to do a combination parry attack. And in the description it says, every parry is an attempt to disable. Well, that's not so, because you can only use that move once per round, so really only one parry per turn is an attempt to disable. And actually, I'm checking the rulebook now, it says you can only use that move with the knife hand, the palm strike, the backhand, or hand weapons. We don't get any of those, so I guess none of our parries are attempts to disarm. But that's okay, because combination moves, they're trash. Combination moves, they slow down the game. They're for backflipping kung fu pansies. And on August 4th, on Mega Dumbcast, I'm gonna prove it when I slam drunken style kung fu in the dumpster where it belongs.
What a rush.
This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.